Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, as we said all week, we knew we were going to get New York's best, the Giants' best shot, and we certainly did tonight. They played hard. They played physical. Brandon Jacobs, just a physical presence out there running the football, and I thought our guys hit him hard. The bottom line is our defense was able to get the ball turned over to us three times, and offensively we played a very clean game. It wasn't as good as we want it to be. We didn't finish some drives, but Jay took care of the football. Our guys took care of the football. We were able to run some clock. It wasn't all pretty. We know that, and that's exciting from our standpoint because we know we got a chance to get better. And I've given the guys off tomorrow. They won't come in. I want to give them a chance to get more rest, get their bodies healed up. It's been a difficult 5 days, but we found a way to win a game on a Thursday night in Chicago. And by taking care of the football and playing hard for 58 plus 2 minutes, we were able to find a way to win, and we appreciate the win and the opportunity to get our guys some rest. During the next 3 days, we're going to go to work as a staff. We're going to take some time as well, but we're going to go to work as a staff, and we're going to continue to find things we can do to improve our football team in all three phases. We're a work in progress, and tonight, you know, we found a way to win a game, and that's exciting. Well, we're hoping to score a touchdown, obviously. I'm not trying to be we're trying to score. I felt our defense was in a place that if we didn't make it, they'd have to go the distance, and if we did, we could get some energy off Zach's interception. It didn't happen that way, and the good part about it is we bounced back. You know, we came back, and really what was our official first drive and went down and scored, which was a good thing. So we see things each and every week that tells us, you know, we can not just be good, we can be very good, but we also know there's a lot of work ahead, and we're going to work real hard this weekend to continue to improve our football team and the things we can do as coaches to help guide our guys along and get them better in all three phases. Oh, and you know, awesome. You know, it was next man up all over the place on defense. First of all, Mel Tucker did a great job on our staff, just getting the guys ready without any practice. And working, you know, our internal front, moving guys around. And it may not have looked at, I don't know how it looked upstairs, but it was an extremely physical game. I mean, Brandon Jacobs running in the hole, and our guys, we missed some tackles. We didn't make some plays we certainly need to make down the road here. But we stuck our hats in there, and it was a physical game, getting to the football and the tackling on our side of the ball tonight. Yeah, the thinking was, you know, we try to mix it up and move the ball around, and it just happened to work out that way. The play design on the touchdown was specifically designed for Brandon to get that ball based on what they were doing. But we didn't really know what to expect. They played Philadelphia all man-to-man coverage. In the other games, they were much more three-deep zones, different kind of zones. Tonight, it was a lot of three-deep zone pressures. But zone behind it, and then late when there was more of a sense of urgency for them to get the ball back. You saw we took some shots and just missed some long balls late against bump and run coverage. They went to more press man-free coverage. I think if he would have had through Sunday, I think he would have played. He worked extremely hard. He was in the building at 6 o'clock in the morning. He didn't leave the training room. He was doing everything he can to get ready. I dropped him a text. I mean, I got a lot of respect for the work he put in the training room to try to get himself ready tonight. And fortunately, we found a way to win without him. And it'll be great to have him back next week. Well, I think it. You know, you always want to, you know, to continue to be aggressive and to do the things you need to do. I think we were, but we got stalled on three drives. We had the biggest plays of the game came up where we lost points. On the screen, we lost points there, and that would have put us up by nine, probably, or more than six. It'd be nine, right? But more than one score, it'd be a two-score game. So, we were you know, disappointed that we couldn't. Once we crossed the 50, the 40, we couldn't finish the drives, and that's what I'm saying. We need to continue to work and at the reasons and find solutions because we want to get better. And although we played well tonight because we took care of the football, number one, and we were clean pretty much offensively, we still want to be more consistent in our ability to move the football game in and game out. We're going to need it.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.